Yo, what is happening, guys? Nathan back once again with another episode of the Unplugged Freedom Podcast. And in today's episode, we are going to be talking about the zombie apocalypse. And this is something that I've known to be true for a very long time. But what I didn't know to be true was just how bad it was. So let's get to it. And surprisingly, I even had a little bit of a run-in yesterday with the zombie apocalypse yesterday. So we'll talk a little bit about that first, and then we'll get into what I was originally going to talk about, this conversation that I had with someone. And so it's wild. And then also yesterday I met my very first double masker. I met my very first double masker. I don't know if you've ever seen them. I've heard about them on TV. I couldn't believe it. I was like, no way. And yeah, there he was. And I met him, unfortunately. And so I had to work with him. But we'll talk more about this craziness. It is a wild time, that is for sure. So where do we begin? Okay, let's begin yesterday. My little run-in with the zombie apocalypse. So what happened was I was going to go to Costco. Now, a lot of people know what Costco is. Huge store. It's massive, right? Never skipped a beat during the whole pandemic, right? So meanwhile, little small mom and pop shops are just getting decimated all across the globe. And, you know, places like Costco, Walmart, they're just, you know, thriving like never before. But they follow protocols, and that's why, right? Of course, because these protocols are like the saving grace. Like you can kill the president of the United States if you wanted to, just as long as you're following protocol. It's just wild. So anyway, I decided I was going to go to Costco yesterday. So, you know, I haven't been to one in a while, so let me go. Maybe there's like a few things, because they do have some things that I do enjoy picking up, and they usually do have some like pretty good quality items, which I do enjoy. So I said, okay, well, I'll go there. And so jam-packed parking lot. You ever see a Costco parking lot? They're massive to begin with. I couldn't find a parking spot. I'm going everywhere. I'm like way back in this like one spot. I finally find a row of parking, and it's the very first stall. So to my left was, you know, this little grass. There's a curb, and then like a little, what would you say? It's a little garden or whatever. And then to my right, there was parking all along that way. So I grabbed the first one at the end, and then across, then there was the aisle in the beginning, in the middle, and then there was like people parked across. So I'm sitting there, and I backed in. So I backed right in. I backed into here. So I'm looking out at the roadway in the parking lot and the other side of the parking, people who are parked across from me. So I'm sitting there, and I noticed to my left where there was the curb, because there's no parking on my left. I was the very first stall, but there's the curb right there. And people, because, you know, people are lazy and they don't want to put their shopping carts back. So they just started piling it up just like over to my left. And so they started piling it up, and I was just sitting there watching. I'm like, I wonder if they would continue to pile these shopping carts right in front of my car. I'm like, I'm sitting here. I'm also faced like outwards too, right? So it's not like I'm parked facing into the parking lot. I'm facing outwards. So I'm sitting here and I'm watching them. And I'm watching these people, and it's getting close to start getting over like in front of my vehicle as they're piling these shopping carts up. And I'm thinking, I'm like, okay, I'm like, they will stop and see that, one, I'm sitting here, or, you know, like, this is my vehicle right here, right? Like, I pull straight out of this parking spot to leave. Like, there's no sane person in this world would actually just continue piling shopping carts in front of somebody else's vehicle who's parked right here. Like, it's right in front of me. Like, you pile them up, they're like basically touching my car. And it wasn't just one row, it was two rows as well. So I was like sitting, I was checking some emails and stuff, and I was just curious to see, because I like to pull and watch pull like social experiments on people, and I kind of like you know, like to watch and see how people observe, because when you're not from this planet and you're trying to understand these beings, it's very strange. You're kind of like, I don't know, like, to me it makes sense that you wouldn't do such a thing, but apparently, you know, on this planet, it's just everybody just fends for themselves kind of deal. So I'm sitting there, I'm checking some emails, and I'm watching people, and these shopping carts are piling up. And like I said, they did it so much that there was two rows. So there's two rows of shopping carts, and it's going up and up and up. And it eventually gets to the point where now I can't drive straight out of this parking spot. I literally have to go around. So like, I would have to turn my wheel and go around these shopping carts. So here I am, and it's clearly like in front of me. I'm like, okay, I will leave it at that. I won't, you know, give those people a hard time who put those last few ones there, because, you know, it's kind of like an iffy spot. Like, oh, sorry, I didn't think that it was in front of you kind of deal. Whereas like the next ones to come in would clearly be in front of my vehicle, like, just no questions about it, right? So I give these beings a benefit of the doubt, you know, all the time. I do it all the time, and I hope to God that they'll prove me right. But unfortunately, time and time again, they always prove me wrong. And people will always say, you know, I hate to say it, Nathan, but you're right. And it's just like, you know, like, I don't want to be right is the thing. Like, I want to be wrong, okay? And that's not to be arrogant or cocky or egotistical, whatever you want to call it. It's just, if I know somebody's going to come along and stub their toe on a fucking little piece there, that's not being cocky, that's not being arrogant. That's just saying, hey, look, I know how people behave, that I know that they're going to fucking kick that little piece. It's just what happens. And when they do, it's just like, I told you, right? So there's nothing arrogant, there's nothing cocky, there's nothing egotistical about that. That's just taking the lay of the land and putting your knowledge towards it. So anyways, I'm sitting there, and I'm giving people the benefit of the doubt. I'm like, okay, so now, I literally took a photo, and I was chatting with my friend. I took a photo, and here comes the first person. Clearly, these shopping carts are already in front of my car, and to keep piling it on would just be like even more oblivious, more like in your face. Like you're just being an asshole at that time. So I'm sitting there. Here comes this lady. She walks in, and I can see her beelining straight for to put it right there. Like I said, my car is right here, and what does she do? She puts it in. So I gently give a little beep. I'm like, yo, of my car horn. I'm like, yo, what's up? She stops, looks at me, turns around. I was like, are you kidding me? So I give another little horn, and then she just like takes off running back to her vehicle. So I get out of my vehicle. I'm like, hey, excuse me. She just runs to her vehicle. I was like, are you fucking serious right now? Like, are you actually, like, people are actually like this? So, and she parked like just like across the way a few spots. I take the shopping cart and I put it behind her car. So I basically just do the same thing to her that she just did to me. And so then I just like go back to my car. I'm just like in shock. I'm just like, wow, I'm like, that is like, even after confronting them, like, you know, honking at them, like, yo, what's up? They don't even turn around. They just like keep running. And I'm like, are you serious right now? So I sat back in my car. She let that shopping cart sit behind her car for like 20 minutes. Like, she was like afraid to like get out. So I'm just sitting there. I'm like, oh my God. So I'm texting my buddy, and I'm like chatting with him. I send him the photo. I'm like, dude, check this out, you know? And here comes the next person. This person parked a little bit closer. Eventually that person left. She had eventually left, I think, because like some people were kind of like in our way. And so then she finally like, so I couldn't like see her. She couldn't see me. So she like kind of like snuck out. And so then, here comes this next person, and they kind of parked a little bit closer on the same opposite side, but like a little bit closer, like a couple spots over. And they empty their cart into, you know, the vehicle. They unload it, and then they come back. I see her beelining right in front, and I'm like, she's gonna do it. She's gonna do it. She does it. I do the same thing. Beep beep. I'm like, yo. She turns, looks back at me, turns back around. I like honk the horn again. She just continues walking. I open the door. I'm like, hey, excuse me. She takes off running to her vehicle. I was like, are you fucking serious right now? So I take her shopping cart and I put, same thing. It's like right across from me. I put it behind her vehicle. She gets out of her vehicle just fucking fuming. Fuming. She's like, are you fucking serious right now? How fucking old are you? I was just like, you put that in front of my car. She's like, I didn't fucking see you there. I was like, that doesn't matter. I'm like, you don't put a shopping cart in front of somebody's vehicle. She's like, grow the fuck up. Get a fucking life. And just like freaks out at me, takes the shopping cart, throws it off to the side. So it's like now in like the middle of the parking lot, and then storms off. Grow it, get a fucking life, you fucking immature child. And just fucking goes away. I was like, I'm like, don't worry, I got your shopping cart. I'll deal with it. So then I grabbed her shopping cart and I actually put it away, which was like an extra 20 feet that she could have like put it. And I was just, and then I was like, wow. Like, I was just floored at this time. I was just like, I don't even know what to say. I don't even know what to say. I was like, this is wild. This is like mentally unstable people. Like, this is the zombie apocalypse 100%. These people are fucked. And I haven't even gone into Costco yet. I haven't even got into Costco yet. And I'm just like, whoa, I'm just like floored. And then I sat there for a little bit. I'm like chatting with my buddy. And I was like, dude, I'm like, man, these people are fucked. So, and then here comes somebody else. This gentleman comes along and nope, I give him a little beep. He's like, oh, sorry. He brings it elsewhere, walks the extra 20 feet, puts it where it needs to go, right? I'm like, thank you. Like, that's cool. Like, it's a little bit of a dick move that you're still, like, if I wasn't here, that you would still put it right there, right? So, and then, like, here comes another lady, and same thing. But, you know, same thing, same dick move, putting it clearly in front of my vehicle, so that, like, they would pile them all up. There would be two rows of carts. And that, like, if I was in shopping, I'd come out. There'd be two rows of carts in front of my vehicle. And it would be, like, multiple vehicles, too. So, like, whoever would have to leave out of these parking spots from where I am and to the right would have to move these two rows of shopping carts. Like, who raised these people? Like, what? Like, okay, I understand you're lazy and you don't want to put your shopping carts back, and you just toss it all over to the side, you know, in the middle of the parking lot. But, like, to put it in front of somebody else's, like, vehicle, that just blows me away. And this person's logic was that, oh, I didn't see you there. It's like, yeah. Like, just because you don't see me doesn't mean that gives you permission to be a piece of shit human being. Like, that is what integrity is called. Integrity is just doing something, doing the right thing, whether someone's looking at you or not. So, like, for me, you'll never see me put my shopping cart just, like, in the middle anywhere. I don't care if it's fucking pouring rain out, hailing golf balls, or fucking minus 40, and I'm parked in the way back, I will always put my shopping cart back. You know, it's the old saying, be the change you wish to see in the world. And I see people just all the time, just like leaving their shopping carts everywhere. And it's just disgusting. It's just like, it's not that hard to do. So like, why not? And it just blows me away. So that was quite the fiasco. And so I actually left. So I left. I said, you know what? I'm not gonna park here. Like, these people are mentally unstable. So I found another parking spot. I eventually went in, but by this time, if you, for those of you who don't know, the stupid people, like, they irk me. Like, they are my, like, kryptonite. Nothing sends me over the moon more or has such an effect on me more than stupid people. Like, if you want to just, like, break me down to like, where I'm, like, like, I'm uncontrollable, just be a stupid human being, and, like, you will just, like, mess up all my senses. It's true. So at this time, I found another parking spot. I then, went inside to Costco, but this time I was all, like, frazzled and stuff. I was just, like, blown away by people and their idiocracy and everything. And so I go inside, and, like, for those of you who don't know Ontario, just give me a sec. It's extremely hot. Ugh. For those of you who don't know, Ontario here in Canada has just gone down in, like, full lockdown once again. I believe Alberta is as well. They're doing something, like, crazy too. And so, like, there's, and in BC, where I'm at, everybody's all up in arms about these COVID variants. Oh my God. And everyone's talking about the Brazilian variant, and they're all scared shitless. And like I said, I met my very first double masker yesterday. And it's just crazy. Like, I can't even, like, wrap my heads around these people. And when we talk more about the other conversation that I was originally going to talk about before I had this, like, fucking zombie apocalypse shopping cart fiasco, this is what happened. So we got this, like, all these, like, bullshit regulations and everything that are happening in BC. You're not allowed to eat inside restaurants. You have to always have takeout. Like, it's just, it's terrible. But you can have, what was it called? Outdoor dining. Okay. But I drive by this, Brown Social House all the time. Like, people are inside. They're basically inside. I drive by it all the time. They're basically inside. It's just that the slides or whatever blinds are up, and because they're up, you know, it's outside, and there's, like, a few rows of people, and then there's, like, this line where it's, like, that would be considered indoor dining, so they can't be there, but they can be, like, on just on the opposite line of that. But it's not outdoor. Like, I look at it all the time. I'm like, that's fucking indoor dining. So it frustrates me because there's these ridiculous, stupid rules. The math doesn't add up. There's nothing that makes sense of any of this whatsoever. And people are just following along with it, which is just insane. There's just so much. This is a topic that I could talk about. Like, the insanity of this world is a topic that I could talk about just for hours. It just blows my mind. And so we're going to talk a lot about it today. So I've already got this frustration about the current state of the world. And then here I've got this shopping cart fiasco with the zombies in the parking lot. I haven't even gone inside. Everybody's going all crazy about this stupid shit. And so I go into Costco, and it's just a frenzy in there. Like, and I'm like, oh, like, you guys, these are the same people who are yelling at others for not wearing a mask. These are the same people yelling at others for throwing parties, going to see their family during Easter, during Christmas. These are the same people. Those same people who are reporting others and yelling at these people. They're in Costco right now, shopping until they fucking drop. Okay, everybody's touching everything. And it's just like, oh, but this is okay? Why is it okay? Oh, because everybody uses hand sanitizer and everyone has a mask. Well, if that's the case, then why the fuck are cases going up? Okay. Oh, it's because, I've actually heard that conversation too. That blew my mind. It was another one. I was having a conversation with someone, and I said, why are the cases going up? And they said, because nobody's wearing face masks and washing their hands and social distancing. And I was like, then why can we do all this? And they're like, because everyone's socially distancing, wearing face masks and blah, blah. I'm like, okay, on one end, your same argument, your same answer to your argument, you're using for both ends. Like, you can't do that. Okay, like, so I walk into this Costco and it's just bumping in there, and I like walk through. I was just, and like I said, I was already like frustrated at the idiocracy outside. That I come in and I'm like, these are the same people that are complaining about this so-called virus, that are complaining about this pandemic and everything, and yet here they are just shopping till they drop inside of Costco. And this is just one of many Costcos in all of Vancouver. Like, I don't even know how many there are around here. This is just one of them. And like I said, Costco has never skipped a beat throughout this whole entire pandemic. And here are all these people just inside like a fucking infestation. It is just wild. So I'm walking in and I'm kind of looking at a couple of things at first, but then I'm like, you know what? I just kind of like got frustrated and I was like, yeah, I can't even be in here with these people. I can't even be in here. So I left and I couldn't do it. I didn't buy anything. I didn't like do anything. I just left. So it was pretty lame. So that was my first what would you say? It was an unexpected situation from the zombie apocalypse, because I was actually going to talk about something else, which is what we're going to talk about here. Let's talk about the double masker before we get to the actual what I was going to talk about. There's actually a very interesting thing happening in the parking lot right now. I'm sitting in a parking lot. I don't know, and I'm just kind of witnessing something interesting in the mirror of my vehicle, trying to play it cool. Okay, interesting. Little meetup going on. So that's pretty funny. So double masker. Okay, it was at work, and I was just kind of like show up to work, and I'm kind of doing my thing, and then all of a sudden, you know, he gives me the spiel about COVID and everything, and how I gotta wear my mask all the time, and I'm like, okay, yeah, I'll wear my mask. And he's like, oh, normally I would do this, and he's like, whatever. So then, as we're working, he's like, I will actually wear two masks just to, you know, add that extra layer of protection. And I'm like, are you serious right now? Like, so that was it. And then like I wear glasses, so when I'm wearing my glasses, like I can't see anything. I'm like trying to read this piece of paper, and then all of a sudden, my glasses are all fogged up. And he's like asking me to do something, and I'm like, well, I can't see because I'm wearing this stupid mask. So I put it, I didn't say that, but you know, I was definitely wanting to. So I put it below my nose so that I could actually like see. But then he's like, oh, you gotta wear the mask properly. And I was just like, like, he's like, you can take your glasses off if you don't need them. I'm like, I'm not, like, how does that even make sense? I'm not, like, wearing my glasses just because, like, I have nothing better to do. Like, I'm wearing my glasses because I need them. Like, if I didn't need them, I most definitely wouldn't be wearing them. And so, I was like, oh my god, I'm like, this guy's just too much. And even, like, this whole, like, work day was interesting between me, him, and, like, some other guy. And so, just like the conversation, but we're going to talk a little bit about that in a second. So hopefully we can cover all of what I want to talk about right now, because there is actually quite a bit. So let's see. It's an actual conversation. So here's what I'm going to do is I'm actually going to read the conversation first, and then we're going to unpack it. Okay. So let's see. Where did it go? Okay, here we go. So basically it had come up that I was talking about COVID came up, and then vaccines also came up. And so I kind of like made a comment. Sometimes when you're talking to someone, you might think that they're actually pretty cool, But then as you get talking to them, you realize that, hey, wait a minute, they're actually not as cool as you thought they were. So, but when you're talking with them, there's that moment where you do think they might be cool. You might say something that you normally wouldn't say, like, to just anybody. So in this conversation, I thought that, this person was cool. So I had just kind of like brought up like COVID-19 and vaccines and whatever. And so this is where the conversation or how it got to where, how it got started. So they replied, they said, well, I'm a fan of science. Okay, like I said, I'm going to just like read through it. And then so you can kind of see. And oh yeah, this is another thing is that when I was, usually like a lot of times what I'll do is I'll like destroy people with facts, logic, and common sense. I will just, you know, take someone to the bitter depths of hell with it and make it so that they have no choice but to see it. They either quit or they either change the subject or they just like attack you when you just drop facts, logic, and common sense. So rather than doing that, I said, you know what, like in this crazy ass world, what I really want to do is I want to be able to understand. I want to try and understand more. I'm like, where are people right now? What are people like where are people right now? So I wanted to kind of come into this conversation a little bit more, a little bit nicer, you could say, and a little bit more understanding, because I wanted to like try and get some more good information. I wanted to know where these people are at. So you'll see that in my response of kind of like how I responded. I was trying to like be gentle with my words so that I could get more information so that they wouldn't get defensive and that they would actually just like allow me in a little bit more so I could better understand. And then once it got to the point where I was like, this is hopeless, this is insane, that's basically when I stopped the conversation. So COVID-19 and vaccines got brought up and they replied to me. They said, well, according to your logic, I'm a fan of logic. I'm a fan of science and vaccines. So based on your logic, we can't be friends. So I never said anything about science, like, but they had assumed that I'm not a fan of science. And this is, I'm just going off a little a topic from the conversation. This is actually something that's interesting is that people always like assume that I'm not a fan of science. Like I follow the science probably far more than the average person, like far more. we'll get into it. Okay. So here was my reply after they said that. I said, who said I'm not a fan of science, though? I'm just confused as to why the scientists themselves tell us that with a vaccine, you can still get the virus. I'm also a little worried when the CDC scientists themselves expose the fraud and corruption that the CDC is doing. So I'm trusting the science, but hesitant about the vaccines when their own scientists are exposing fraud and corruption. Is that not fair to wonder? Their reply is, that's fair. Nothing wrong with questioning. But as someone with a weak respiratory system and close family members who fall in the most vulnerable categories, I am indeed looking forward to being vaccinated. If I can still get the virus, but it will be less severe, I'll still take that as a more positive outcome. Okay, fair. This is my reply now. Okay, fair. That aside, how about the corruption from the scientists themselves exposing the damage and injuries from vaccines and that the CDC has tried to cover up? I'm no scientist, but when their very own scientists have to come out and expose this information, I listen to the scientist experts. This is their reply. I can't say I've read enough about it to know or have an informed opinion, but based on what you've said, I would also take issue with the corrupt practices. I still have major issues with the fact that the Canadian medical system has a terrible history when it comes to corruption and cover-up around the medical testing and experiments they did on Indigenous children in residential schools. And I take issue with the fact that vulnerable and socially challenged populations are guinea pigs for vaccines and treatments. Oh my God. When it comes to COVID and this particular vaccine, I'll roll the dice if it gives me and my family a better shot at not dying. I also expect that vaccination will eventually be a requirement for travel and entry to other countries, and that's another reason I look forward to getting it. Oh my God. So, just going off a little bit off script there. At this point, I'm like fucking like, all I want to do is just destroy this person. We're going to unpack this, okay? So here's my reply to all of that. Okay, that's understandable. Another of the many things I find strange is the fact that 10 times more people died from cancer and heart disease last year than COVID, and nobody cares. Or that you are 40 times more likely to die from something else other than COVID. These are simply looking at the numbers widely available to anyone. So with this, and if we can both agree on corrupt practices, why such a push for something that has killed 0.06% of the population? On top of that, the 0.06% is an overestimation because the Alberta government themselves have said they count people who died with COVID and not from. That they'd rather overestimate than under, which is fair. But seriously, 0.06%? And most people who died in Alberta and Ontario had three or more ailments at the time of death. Diabetes, cancer, heart disease, etc. Mama didn't raise no fool. And the numbers are the numbers they, the trusted sources, are telling us. And this is where the final response was. So, yeah, okay, so this is where their final response, and it's the final response because I just said this is stupid. Like, this is wild. I got enough. So this is like the final reply. And that was pretty much the end of the conversation. I agree that there isn't nearly enough effort put into preventative strategies or treatment options for more prevalent medical conditions that like you've listed. But I would argue that part of that is because of Big Pharma makes too much money off of it and continues to lobby and feed into corrupt practices to slow progress on any kind of cures. Keeping people sick is much better business. Oh my God. Canada has some factors working in its favor, such as low population density, etc., that have also helped slow the spread. I have a very dear friend who is a paramedic in Paris, and his experience working when they were facing huge numbers was horrible. He also had COVID, and while he didn't end up in ICU, his symptoms are not anything I'd ever want to experience, and he is still dealing with issues over 6 months later. I have more concern over the long-term impacts COVID may have on people. Okay. There's so much to unpack here. It is just wild. Where do we even begin with this, like, craziness, okay? Where do we even begin with this craziness? Okay. Oh, my God. There's just so much to unpack here. It's just wild. Okay, so let's go back to the top, okay? So they assumed, because of my comment, that I wasn't a fan of science. And like I said, so many people have this, like, they make this assumption that, oh, you're not a fan of science. It's like, no, I trust the science. The science is telling me that the scientists who are doing the science are telling me that vaccines injure and kill tens of thousand people all across the globe. So I'm trusting the science. Like, is that not trusting the science? Like, it's just absolutely wild. So people always have like this assumption that you don't trust science. It's like, no, I trust it. I probably trust it more than you. And what I think is funny is that what people don't understand about what science actually is, science is wrong. Like in 10 years, what we call and trust as science today could be completely wrong tomorrow. Did you know that back in the day, they used to say that smoking was good for you, smoking was healthy, and then smoking that did not cause cancer? Mind you, that science, and this is the problem with so-called science, is that it can be bought. That so-called science was bought by big pharma, well, big tobacco industries, so that they would run studies so that they could then put out medical research, quote unquote, saying that smoking did not cause cancer and was not harmful, blah, 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 blah. That's a fact. Like I said, 99.9% of the shit that I talk about is fucking fact. Like, I don't just like sit here just bored out of my tree with nothing else to do and just make stuff up. Like, if you want to step into the ring with me on information, and if I've done my research into it, you better be prepared, okay? Because if you're not prepared, you will get destroyed, okay? And by the end of the conversation, you will probably hate me. And that's not my fault. That is your own fault for not, you know, I'm open. I'm open to change. If you can prevent, if you can give me better information than what I am already know, then I'm all for it. I'm willing to listen to you. So, okay, so let's go. Based on, so who says I'm not a fan of science? So I said, you know, I'm just confused as to why the scientists themselves tell that with a vaccine, you can still get the virus. So it's like, what's the point of the vaccine? Someone had put it into a perspective of what was it? If you wanted to get I forgot, I'm supposed to put that on my dash. If you wanted to get a pregnancy vaccine, so you wouldn't get pregnant, but you still had to wear a condom and you could still get pregnant, like, why would you get the vaccine? What's the point of the vaccine if you still have to do all that? That's really what is happening in this world today. Like, would you get the vaccine if you could still get pregnant and you still had to wear a condom? Like what? So the scientists themselves, like CBC, like all the news stations, I remember on CNN, they're talking about the vaccines. And then Buddy comes. He's like, I just want to stop you. He's talking to the host. He says, I just want to stop you. I want to make sure I let people know that just because you get the vaccine doesn't mean you get to go out and see the parties. You get to go, you know, have a good time. You have to take off the mask and all this stuff. It doesn't mean that. You still have to do all of that. And like, one of my friends who, like, he brought up, like, he's like, oh, I wonder if, like, the vaccine will, like, make, will bring us, bring everything back to normal. And I said, it won't. He said, what do you mean you won't? And I sent him a video. This was what I posted all on my Instagram before Instagram said, hey, look, you're speaking too much truth. We don't like it. We need to keep people in a bubble, and you're ruining all that. So they just deleted my account twice. So, yeah, so you can still get the virus if you get the vaccine. So it's like, you're not any further ahead than me. If anything, you're much further behind if you get the vaccine, because we're still in the same boat, except now you've just injected God knows what into yourself. You have no idea. What are the long-term effects of that? Every other pharmaceutical drug you can sue those companies for injuries, damages, death, all of that. You can sue every other pharmaceutical drug out there. What's a vaccine? It's a pharmaceutical drug. So, but here's the kicker, is that if for some fucking crazy reason that you got injured, damaged, or died, you cannot sue. They are immune to being sued. Like, what? this is all, like, factual stuff, man. Okay. Let's see. My next statement was, I'm a little worried when the CDC scientists exposed the fraud and corruption that the CDC is doing. So this is straight from the CDC. This is Vaxxed.com, Vaxxed.com. They have one and two documentary that you can see. There's also The Truth About Vaccines, which I believe is a 10-part video. It's like 10 hours. They cover a lot within that documentary. So there is a lot of information that, at least if you got that information, and a lot of that information you will not get from the mainstream media. So if you don't get that from the mainstream media, like, you don't have to be against vaccines, but you can just sit there and say, hey, look, I'm not going to get the vaccine because I don't know which side I stand on. All I know is that there's too many questions and not enough answers. You're allowed to be in that spot. You don't have to be on one side or the other. You're allowed to be in the middle and just say, look, I don't really have an opinion on them. It's just, I've been looking into some stuff and, I'm kind of like, I don't know what to think. Like, you're totally okay to do that. So I said, I'm trusting the science, but hesitant about the vaccines when their own scientists are exposing fraud and corruption. So the scientists who are creating these vaccines, who are creating the research into these vaccines, they themselves are coming out and saying, hey, look, this company is basically killing people, and they're telling you that they're not. And they're telling you that it's all 100% safe. Like what? Like, how insane is that? Like, would you do business with any company that would do that? Like, if somebody came out and said, hey, look, let's say a dairy company was found to be just doing horrible things to their cows, and it was somebody horrifying things, let's say, like, just under the sun, the most horrifying things under the sun, and that they were doing, and you found out about it, they got exposed, their own farmers came out and said, hey, look, their own workers came out and said, hey, look, this is what's happening behind the walls and of this dairy farm. But you're like, that's horrible. That's terrible. How could you do such a thing? And then you continue to buy their milk. It's just like, yeah. Okay. So let's go on to their reply. Nothing wrong with questioning. Okay. This is where it gets good. Okay. They say, but as someone with a weak respiratory system. Okay. How do I say this nicely? So let's just say this person had a weak respiratory system. Maybe the reason you have a weak respiratory system is not because of think of a Ford Ranger. Okay, let's take two Ford Rangers. Ford Ranger is just a small little tiny pickup truck. It's a very small, like, little pickup truck. You know, let's take two of them. Behind one Ford Ranger, somebody is towing a little tiny trailer with their little ATV. Okay, and they're zipping around. They're going to go from California to New York. Now, let's take the other Ford Ranger, same thing, little tiny thing, and except this person is towing the Titanic. And this person's towing the Titanic, not on a trailer. So it's even harder. Okay. They both have to go from California to New York. One's towing a small little tiny ATV, one's towing the Titanic on no trailer. Which one do you think is going to have to work harder and will probably have more damage to it by the end or during the trip? Now, if you're anybody who has half a brain cell, I would hope that you would obviously say, well, the one that's got to tow the Titanic obviously is probably not going to live a good long life and may experience respiratory problems in their intake and their exhaust and their RPMs and their transmission usage. So that's what I'll say about this person. Okay? So it's like, okay, so you're worried about a virus that we haven't gotten into the numbers yet, okay? And that's what I think is hilarious, is that these people, like, they're so scared of like something, and you're just like, I think you have bigger problems to deal with. Am I allowed to say that? You know? Let's see here. What did they say? Da, 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 da. Oh, my battery's gonna die soon. Eee, try and cover this. Most vulnerable and close family members who fall in the most vulnerable categories. I'm indeed looking forward to be vaccinated. Okay, so that's fair. Okay, like I won't like harp on you for that. Like that's fair. That you have family members, yes, who may be older, whatever. Like blah blah blah. Okay, that's fair. It's like, yeah, here, we'll get to that. If I can still get the virus, but it will be less severe, where did that come from? This personally, now I don't have any like hard facts on this, so don't fucking jump down my throat this, but mama didn't raise no fool, and sometimes we gotta just like take the information that we're given. And what I find with a lot of times with these people is that when you put them in a position where you kind of paint them into a wall, I paint people into a wall. So when I come in into a discussion or conversation, I paint people into a wall. And what I mean by that is I basically present undeniable facts, logic, and common sense that it paints them into the wall that they have no choice. So if they're sitting there trying to tell me that a pen is red, but I have undeniable facts, logic, and common sense, and I show them that the pen is actually blue, well, it paints them into a fence because I'm showing them in different examples and ways that the pen is blue and it's not red. And they have no choice but to forgive their own, forfeit their own belief and admit, hey, look, you're right. It is blue. It's not red. But a lot of times people won't do that. They will just shut down. And I find this a lot. They will just shut down. They will fight back. They will yell at you. And they may even change the subject. I've had that sometimes before where it's like I've painted them into a corner and then they're just like, so how's work been going? And I'm like, okay, I guess we're just on another subject, you know, completely out to left field. But that's how people are. And so I paint these people into a corner. But when you do, sometimes I find, many times actually, I feel like they just make shit up just to like make themselves feel good. So this whole like getting the virus still, but it's going to be less severe. I listen to the news all the time whenever I get a chance, okay? Because I want to see what kind of bullshit that these guys are spewing. I've never heard them say that. I've never heard them say, "Hey, you can still get the virus, but it'll be less severe." I've never heard them say that. So if you know of that, like that'd be great. I'd like to know that, but I've never heard that. And I'm always like, any chance I can like turn on the news and stuff, like I'll try to, just so I can like follow along as to like this whole fiasco of a world we're living in. So I feel like I put them into a corner and they didn't like it, and they just like pulled that out of their ass. And we're gonna talk about more about that in later in something else that they said. I'll still take that as a more positive outcome, they said. So then I said, okay, so that aside, okay, then let's. I basically was just, when I said that aside, I was just like, okay, you're an idiot. Like, that's just my way of saying, like, you're obviously an idiot. You're not listening to anything. Like, you're totally clueless. So let's push that aside and let's focus on something else. And I said, how about the corruption from the scientists themselves? I made sure to like emphasize that, the scientists themselves. So you're talking about me not being a fan of science, but I'm talking about the scientists themselves exposing the damage and injuries from vaccines and that the CDC has tried to cover up. So let's forget about what we were just talking about previously. Let's just focus on that. What about that? Like, is that not like crazy? And I just said, I'm no scientist, but when their own scientists have to come out and expose this information, I try to listen to the scientists. So in that situation, I'm just like, look, I'm all for the science and I'm listening to the scientists. I don't know if you're listening to the scientists, but their very own scientists, this is the words coming out of their mouth. So, like, where do we sit? And their response was quite interesting, but it's fucking fascinating to say the least. So they just said, I can't say I've read enough about it to know or have an informed opinion. Okay, that's fair. Like, that's totally fair. Let's say, but based on what you've said, I would also take issue with the corrupt practices. Okay, so here we're finding some common ground. We're finding some common ground on corrupt practices. Great. This is what I want to be able to do. This is what you want to try and be able to do with people is find that common ground with people. Because if you can find common ground with people, then you can start like breaking walls down. So I was like, okay, great. We find some common ground on corrupt practices. And mind you, yes, you haven't read it. Okay, that's fair. Okay, but you still say that if it were true, if what I was saying was true, that you would have an issue with corrupt practices. Great. And then they went on to say about how the Canadian medical system has, you know, terrible history about, you know, against Indigenous people and everything. Okay, so you already know about the like disgusting things that have already happened. Okay, so this person is telling me that they may not have read all the information that I have about, say, the vaccines and the CDC scientists, but they already know about like corrupt shit that's going on, especially in our medical system. Okay, great. Like we're getting somewhere, right? And then they say, I take issue with the fact that vulnerable and socially challenged, but this one blew me away. And I take issue with the fact that vulnerable and socially challenged populations are guinea pigs for vaccine and treatments. Oh my God. So most people don't actually know what this person's talking about. Socially challenged populations, we're talking like third world countries and everything around the world, like, you know, that they are basically guinea pigs. This is 100% true. So like this just blows me away. This is like talking like Bill Gates and Melinda Gates. This is talking about like vaccines. They literally took a vaccine that caused a lot of damage from Canada. You'd think that if it caused a lot of damage that they would get rid of it. No, they fucking took it. They sent it to the UK. Guess what it did? Knowing that it caused a lot of damages, they fucking sent it to the UK where it caused the same damages. And then knowing that it caused all those damages from the UK and in Canada, you'd think they would get rid of it by then. No, what did they do with it? They sent it to Brazil and fucked those people over royally. This is the system that we're dealing with. So this person who I'm chatting with already knows this information. They already know that this is what they're doing to socially challenged populations. And I'm like, holy shit. This is what blows me away in this zombie apocalypse, is that this person they already know. This person probably has more information about this kind of stuff than the average person. So I will give them that 100%. But the fact they're still looking forward to vaccines after just saying like, hey, look, this person's committing fraud. The health system is just fucked. You know, like this is what they do to people inhumanely. But I'm still going to like, you know, buy their product. Like, it's like if you went to a company to invest your money and you found out like, hey, these people are actually money laundering. They're buying drugs. They're doing this. That's how they're not investing your money. They're actually selling drugs. They're fueling the drug war. And if you found this out, you're like, man, I'm like, I know that this place is just corrupt, but I'm still looking forward to invest my money with them. You're just like, what? Like, the rest of their comment was, I'm trying to like get through this before my battery dies, is when it comes to COVID and this particular vaccine, oh, this was a kicker line that I thought was just fucking money. I'll roll the dice, she says. I'll roll the dice. Like, what? You're gonna fucking roll the dice? Like, you're talking about, like, your family and you having this, like, respiratory system, the most vulnerable group of people, and you're just gonna roll the dice? If it gives me and my family a better shot at not dying. Mind you, this person, where do they live again? I don't know. They live in Canada. You ever drive in a winter, Canadian winter? I don't care if you're in Vancouver, if you're wherever. If it snows an inch in Vancouver, everybody's in the ditch and upside down. Your chances of dying while driving in the winter increase significantly versus in the summertime. And you're worried about, like, so you're just going to roll the dice? Like, I'm just going to roll the dice going through this stop sign here. Like, what? This is the thing, is that this person's saying like so many of like the right things, but at the same time saying so many of the wrong things, and you're just like, I don't even know what, like, this isn't even brainwashing at this point. This is like, I don't know, is it mental illness? Is it like, I don't know what to fucking call it. This is just fucked. Okay, my battery's gonna die soon, so I gotta try and get through this. I also expect that vaccination will eventually be a requirement for travel and entry to other countries, and that's another reason why I look forward to getting it. Okay, so, okay, fair, yes, but then that brings us into the bigger picture. So, which was basically my next statement. Like, I heard what they were saying, and I said, another of the many things I find strange is the fact that 10 times more people died from cancer and heart disease last year than COVID, but nobody cares. Nobody cares about the fucking cancer. Like, why? You have a 10 times more chance of dying for something like that, but nobody gives a shit? Like, how does that even make sense? Or the fact that you're 40 times more likely to die from something else other than COVID? 40 times. People die, 150,000 people die every single day. That is just a fact. That is just what happens. And they die on their way to work, they die while they're sleeping, they die while having sex, they die just, you know, every which way. And you're 40 times more likely to die from something else other than COVID. I'm looking at these two girls across the parking lot, they're rollerblading, they're not wearing any helmets. Their chance of dying right now is probably far greater, I'm not saying like they're like, you know, just gonna like keel over, but let's say if they were to fall, Or if they're just like cruising like what like they are, their chances are significantly greater than it is with COVID. Like they essentially have 0% chance of dying from COVID. 0.06%. Okay? 0.04% actually. Or 0.06, yeah. and I said these are simply the numbers widely available to anybody. So with this, I'm talking about the numbers. You got 40%, 40 times more likely to die from something else other than COVID. Okay, and we can both agree, because remember I said that we can both agree on corrupt practices. Why such a push for something that has killed 0.06% of the population? And this is one of my biggest like qualms about this whole thing, is why such a push for this? Like, why are you, it's like if you ever been to like a sales place where they're like pushing to like get you to like, to buy something. It's like there's an agenda behind it. It's like, why are you like wanting me to buy this fucking thing? Like, right. Like so bad. They're just like coming every which way. They're trying everything to like get you to do it, but they just can't do it. And they're like, yeah, like, we'll give you this deal. Like, what can we do to, like, you know, get you to this today? And you're like, look, I don't want it. But they're just, like, trying and trying and trying. Obviously, there's an agenda behind what they're doing. So you're like, why the fuck are you guys trying to, like, get me out the door with this thing when I've told you time and time again I don't want it? Why are you pushing for this? So it's like, hey, look, it's like if I'm trying to like push winter tires on you in Vancouver, these big beefy winter tires, and I'm like, yo, like you need these big beefy ass winter tires. And I'm like, hey, look, I live in freaking Vancouver. We don't get any snow whatsoever. why, like, and they're just, like, trying every which way to, like, push it. Everybody's got to get these winter tires. Everybody's got to get these winter tires. It's like, it doesn't fucking snow here. Like, why are you guys pushing so much to get everybody in these fucking winter tires? Like, it doesn't fucking snow here. We just need, like, you know, these simple winter tires. We don't need those big-ass beefy things that could, like, be for Alaska fucking glaciers, okay? Like, why are you trying to push those so much? And if they're trying to push those on to everybody, then you start to question, like, it seems like there's a bigger, further agenda that is going on here. I don't quite get it. And that's what my question is. Why is there such a push when they're talking about all the time, turn on the news anywhere, they're talking about vaccines, vaccinating everyone, and, like, make sure you get your vaccinations. We got to vaccinate everybody. They're talking about vaccine passports, everything. And my question is, why the fuck are they pushing such, like, so hard for something that affects 0.06% of the population? And then even in my response, I said, on top of that, the 0.06% is an overestimation because the Alberta government themselves have said they count people who died with COVID and not from, that they'd rather overestimate than under, which is fair. But seriously, 0.06%. And most people who died in Alberta and Ontario had three or more ailments at the time of death. Diabetes, cancer, heart disease, etc. And this is straight from the government themselves. They are telling, you can go onto the websites themselves. The average age of death is 80 years old. 0.06% is an overestimation. That's an overestimation. So what's the real number if that's an overestimation? Like, so it basically, essentially, it kills nothing. Okay, and it essentially kills nothing. It doesn't matter if you die from cancer or if you die from diabetes, you're still going to die from COVID. They're going to write you down and die from COVID. Okay, that's exactly what they're doing. That's exactly what they've come out and said that they're doing. And so with this, what raises the question for me is, why such a push on getting everyone vaccinated for something that is killing next to no people? Okay, and I'm not dismissing anybody who has ever died, either from COVID or with COVID. I'm not dismissing the deaths. I'm not being cold-hearted in that way. I'm just saying, okay, that what the fuck is going on in this world? Where, like, that's where I'm stuck at. Is like, what's the bigger agenda here? What are they trying to pull here? If they're trying to get everybody vaccinated, it's just like, for what? This doesn't kill anybody. It kills people who are already fucking 2 feet out the door. Okay, they're already fucking 3/4 way in their grave. Like, average age is 80 years old. They've lived their fucking lives. Like, I'm not saying, like, just because you're, like, 80 years old that, you know, you're just, that's not what I'm saying. You're missing the point. There's just so much just absolutely insane. Okay, so let's try and get this before my battery dies here. So by this point, by this point, I've already laid down some pretty fucking solid, like, good information, good facts. Like, you'd have to be an idiot to not see that, to not at least stop. Like, if somebody came to me with such information, I would be like, whoa, apparently there is a lot that I don't know. And I really got to go, like, back to the drawing board, because I thought I knew what I was talking about, but you come in with all this information, like, I gotta check this out. And I actually saw this on Steven Crowder's show. He did Male Privilege is a Myth, Male Privilege is a Myth, changed my mind. And this guy came on and he said, yeah, women get raped more, women make less than men, women don't have the right, and he was just going off on these things. And then Steven Crowder basically was like, well, did you know that most women were actually against earning the right to vote because they didn't want to have to get their jobs, get jobs, be involved in the draft, they didn't want to. He started laying down all these facts. He says, and actually more men get raped than women because of in the prison population. And if you want to try and dismiss that as, oh, that's in the prison population, it doesn't count, then you are part of the problem. And so then There's far less help for men in domestic situations than there is women. I know someone who they said that there's two women's places on their street, and I was like, wow, I'm like, that's fucking like, where's the equality in that, right? And so he just started dropping these facts on this person who sat down with him, and the other guy was like, it was actually really cool, and I love this kind of stuff. He was like, apparently there's a lot of information that I don't know, and you do, and I'm gonna have to go back and like look right into it. He's like, because you seem to know what you're talking about, and especially when you can like recite where the sources, right? So that was actually really cool. And so basically, I have in this conversation that I'm having with this person, I've laid down so much good information, just basic stuff, right? Basic math, right? 0.06%. Like anybody can do that math. It's not hard. I always say it's not like I'm asking you to do trigonometry, to do split atoms or fucking long division. I'm just asking you to do basic math. And the basic math is that this so-called virus kills 0.06% of the population who 80% of them have already have three or more ailments: diabetes, heart disease, cancer, etc. And with the average age of 80 years old, they're fucking already 2 feet in the grave. Okay, so it's like, and you want to vaccinate everybody. You want to push this vaccine so hard for a vaccine that even when you get it, you still can get the virus, you can still pass it on, you still have to wear a mask, you still have to do all the shit that we're already doing. So what's the point of the vaccine in the first place? And the vaccine's coming straight from the very same people who are hiding corruption and fraud and about the deaths and injuries due to vaccines. So it's kind of it just really like begs the question, like, what the hell is the bigger picture here? So I've laid out a lot of good information on this, and this is the last reply from this person. And after this reply, that's where I just said, you know what? There's nothing more else I can say. There's nothing more else I could say that would ever change this person's mind. And it just blew me away. And it actually is kind of scary because this is the state of the world right now. This is where people are at. You have these shopping cart fiasco zombies, and you have these people who, and this person, like I said, is saying so much of the right stuff already. They already know so much. They know far more than the average person about the medical system, how the big pharma industry keeps people sick and is just profiting off of people. Like, this person is saying all the right things, but they hit the ditch, as I like to say. They just say, oh, but I'm still excited to get the vaccine. Oh, but if it increases my chances the slightest bit. Like, what? Like, first of all, where did you get that information? That's fucking bullshit. I've never heard that before. Okay, so let's go through this last reply that they sent, and we'll leave it at that, guys. Yeah, this is just blows me away. So there's a lot to unpack on this. Okay, this is their reply. I agree that there isn't nearly enough effort put into the preventative strategies or treatment options for more prevalent medical conditions like you've listed. So they're talking about, when I was talking about cancer, diabetes, all of that. So they're agreeing, like, there isn't enough effort put into those preventative strategies. There's plenty. There's plenty of strategies. First of all, like, don't eat garbage. Okay, or maybe drink more water. Like, you look at the average American diet, like, it's just basically shit. Nobody's like eaten real food before. Like, most people like walk around, they don't eat real food. They may eat food that was once food at one point in time, but by the time it gets to their plate, it's not even like food. It's just like molecular pile of atoms. I don't even know, like, if I use that properly, but yeah. Okay. And so then they said, but I would argue that part of that is because Big Pharma makes too much money off of it and continues to lobby and feed into corrupt practices to slow progress on any kind of cures. Keeping people sick is much better business. Oh my fucking God. Like, when I read this, I was like this person is already like, they already know that. It's like they are saying it themselves. It's not like I'm putting the idea into them saying, hey, look, like, it's not like they're talking up Big Pharma and how good they are, and I have to come in and educate them and say, like, look, don't you think that it's better to keep people sick than it is to keep people healthy? This person's already saying it. This person already understands it. And because of that, like, it just blows me away. So, but they're still excited to get the vaccine. It's like you already know that our own healthcare system in Canada has fucked over people and done horrible things. You already know that people in third world countries are getting fucked over and are used as guinea pigs, as you say, which is very much true. It is it's a horrible, horrible practice. And there's so much money involved into it. Like, why do you think Bill Gates is so involved into vaccines? And, he's going to India, he's going to fucking all these like places and like promoting vaccines. It's because they're selling them. It's just absolutely insane. And so this person knows this stuff and understands this stuff, and yet they're the first person in line to get a vaccine the moment that they can. For what? A slight chance of not dying? Okay, so instead of 40 times likely to die from a COVID, you might be, say, 39 times more likely to die from COVID, or something else other than COVID. Like how? What's a slight chance? So, okay, so this is like the last part of their final message. Canada has some factors working in its favor, such as low population density, blah blah blah, which yeah. Okay, so this next part just is a kicker. Really, like, I'll read it first. I have a very dear friend who is a paramedic in Paris, and his experience working when they were facing huge numbers was horrible. He also had COVID, and while he didn't end up in the ICU, his symptoms are not anything I'd ever want to experience, and he is still dealing with issues over 6 months later. I have more concern over the long-term impacts COVID may have on people. Okay, so first of all, that last sentence, I have more concern over the long-term effects. Okay, let's talk about long-term effects in this person. Let's go back to the Ford Ranger. A Ford Ranger towing what? Small little tiny trailer with a small little ATV on it. Okay? They got to go from California to New York. They do it fucking easily, like a dream. Okay? The only thing they had to spend money on was gasoline and maybe an oil change. That's it. Okay, that would be, let's say, me. Okay, I'm the Ford Ranger. I'm driving my Ford Ranger, towing a little trailer with my ATV. Okay? And I'm going to California. I'm like, "Hey, I'll meet you in California. I'll meet you in New York." Them, on the other end, they decide, "Hey, you know what? I'm going to tow the Titanic with my Ford Ranger with no trailer." And I'm like, "You know what? Like, maybe you should like not tow the Titanic with your Ford Ranger, because your Ford Ranger, first of all, is not built for it. You're gonna run into some problems, some big problems, okay? And I wouldn't recommend doing that." But then they attack me for hate speech and shaming them and whatever. Don't boat shame me, okay? Don't boat shame me. Don't toe tr shame me, whatever you want to call it, whatever it is. So it's like you're talking about long-term effects. You know what the long-term effects of towing the Titanic with a Ford Ranger? You're not gonna make it to New York. That's the long-term effects. You're not gonna make it to New York. We're going from California to New York. You're not gonna make it. And if you do make it, let's say some miracle you made it. Your transmission's gonna be fucked. Okay, your engine's gonna be basically blown. Your exhaust system, your intake system, like your axles, your drivetrain is just gonna, everything's just gonna be fucked. So you want to talk about long-term effects. This person has more concern over the long-term impacts COVID may have on people. Mind you, this person is towing the Titanic with a Ford Ranger from California to New York City. This is the kicker with these people. I'm like, okay, I don't even like, really, really? Okay, so let's talk about what they said before. They have a dear friend who is a paramedic in Paris. Okay, so in my conversations with these kinds of people, this goes back to what they had said earlier about if they can still get the virus, but it will be slightly less worse, less bad, whatever they said. And I was mentioning how they when you paint someone into a corner, they get to a point where they just start making shit up. So here's the thing. And I have seen this so many times. I have talked about this with people so many times, and I see it. It's just incredible. So when you are having a conversation with somebody like this, what happens when you start to paint someone into a corner, they just start to pull shit out of their ass. I don't pull shit out of my ass, okay? But people do. They fucking pull shit out of their ass like so much. It's insane. And I'm always so fascinated by it because they always know someone. So here's what I mean. If you talk about, say, 9/11 being an inside job or being something that is very questionable, when you talk about that to say people like this, they always know somebody. Oh, that's bullshit. That's bullshit. I hate people when they say that 9/11 was some sort of conspiracy because I knew someone. Okay, he worked on the 101st floor. He was my dear friend, and he died. He had to jump out. He had to eat his own feces and fucking jump out the window at the same time. Like they just like make shit up all the time. Like you talk about the Boston bombing, you're like, "Yo, check out the Boston bombing. This shit's just messed up." And they're like, "Oh, I hate people who talk about the Boston bombing. My great grandmother's dog's left shoe owner, they were there and they experienced that bomb. They've got shrapnel in their soul and it's still there. Like if they look in the X-ray, that it's still in their soul." Like not their sole of their foot, but like their soul. But this is the thing, is that I've like you talk about like certain things with people, like they always know somebody. They always do. And they just like will just make up like this whole fucking like shit like this person did. And when this person did this, that's when I knew it was the end of the conversation. I was like, this is just wild. It's wild because they're talking about all the right things. But at the same time of knowing the right things, it's like they're like, I'm gonna feed this animal in hopes that it's not gonna eat me. But the animal is telling me, hey, look, thanks for the food. I'm gonna eat this as an appetizer, but just so you know, I'm also gonna eat you afterwards. Okay? So you think you're gonna feed me this food in hopes that I'm not gonna eat you? I'm actually just using this as a little warm up my belly a little bit, and then I'm gonna eat you. And then they're like, okay, I'm still gonna feed you. And then the animal's like, okay, feed me all you want. I'm still gonna eat you. And then they just like, okay, I understand. I'm gonna still feed you. That's how fucking crazy these people are. So this person, and what I find with these like stories is they cover everything. So this person has really covered everything. They cover like what's it called? Objections. Okay, so like when you're in a sales process, there's something called objections that you want to try and cover with people. So objections are like someone who says, I don't have enough money. You would preempt that and say, you know, a lot of people, they think that's a vehicle like this is actually a lot of money. But what a lot of people like is our financing program that we can get very low payments and we can get very low interest for 95% of people who walk through the doors. So we can get a vehicle in everybody's hand. And what that is doing is that's covering the objection that somebody may say, well, I don't have enough money, or I can't get credit, or I can't afford the payment. So you're going after the objection. You're dealing with the objection. Another objection would be like time. I don't have time. All kinds of things, right? So I've covered within this whole conversation with this person, I've covered a lot of objections, like very straightforward, black and white, like undeniable, like make you think kind of stuff. And they really, I painted them into a corner. And because I did such a job with that, now they had to like just unleash their last like smoke bomb and disappear into the smoke. And that was talking about this so-called friend who's a paramedic in Paris, okay? And his experience when they were facing huge numbers was horrible, okay? So this is how they're telling themselves that this whole thing is real, because they don't want to come to the realization of like, okay, 0.06% is essentially nothing, okay? They don't want to come to the realization, because like I've mentioned this before, that you're going against somebody's belief system. And in order to like change somebody's belief system, like think of it, if I was talking about God, for example, and this isn't like anything about God, like, but like if I came and I was like, hey, look, I have undeniable facts and proof that God doesn't exist, here it is, people are just gonna fucking go crazy, because you're challenging them, you're telling them that like, look, your belief is wrong, and I can show you, and they will go as far and make anything up that they want to. And that's exactly what these people do. And the reason I say that that's what they do is because I see this all the time. I talk to people about this. I'm like, man, like, don't you ever notice that they always know somebody? They always know somebody at Boston bombing. They always know somebody in 9/11. They always know somebody at the Las Vegas shooting, at the Brussels airport, at Sandy Hook. Like, they always know somebody in these situations. And it's like, wow, like, it just seems like when I'm talking to someone, I just seem to like run into that one person who knows somebody who is there. It's like, I don't know like the chances or the odds of that. I'm like, but that's freaking like crazy. Like, okay. And you've heard me talk about many times that there's how many coincidences until it becomes mathematically impossible. If there was one person who said, look, I know somebody who is in who had coronavirus and blah, blah, blah. And I'm not saying people didn't have coronavirus, but or in any of this, if it was just one person, then I'd be like, okay. But when you paint someone into such a corner, and then all of a sudden this is like their last ace in the hole, that they just make up some shit just to like, Because you're really like knocking down the walls of their whole entire belief system. Like, you're just like, I'm coming in with a sledgehammer and just fucking smashing their whole entire belief system down, and essentially telling them that they're wrong, and they're not liking it. So then they just like panic, they hit the panic button, and now it's like they just make up this like full story so that it like keeps them behind their wall. And that's exactly what this is. If I was a betting man, I would go all in on the fact that that's exactly what this was in this very moment that this person was saying, that maybe who they know is not in Paris. They're just in some random fucking place in France, but they just hyped the story so that it's in Paris. Maybe who they know is not a paramedic, but they love watching what's that doctor's TV show. Like, they're obsessed with it, and that's what they're known for. And so in this person's mind, that they just like create this like story out of nothing, out of like a little tiniest thing. And it's just like, but if we got to the real actual story, what we'd find out is that they're not a paramedic, they're just someone who is living in this little tiny village in France, in the middle of nowhere, and just watches the medical TV show seasons over and over, and is a huge fan of it. And yeah, like it's, or maybe they watch that TV show so much that they actually believe that. And that's actually, I've seen that before as well. I've seen people who recite basically movies, and I'm like sitting there talking to them, and I'm like, this person's like reciting a movie to me. Like Catch Me If You Can, that movie. I've had people, like, had this one guy just sit there and talk. I'm like, he's telling me the whole entire movie line. Like, it is just crazy. As if, like, I didn't watch that. Like, it's a popular movie that everyone's watched. And he's, like, reciting it to me, telling me that, you know, like, all the things he did, it was everything in there. It's just wild. He also, they also have COVID. So she says he also had COVID. They always have COVID. So these people always, they're like, oh, I know somebody who has COVID. I know somebody who died from COVID. Like, it's just like this hammer they put in the last nail in the coffin, and they it's just reiterating, like I said, you're just smashing the walls down of their belief system, and here they are trying to like do anything in their power to like not let you smash down their wall of beliefs. And if they got to make shit up and cover everything, so they know somebody who was in Paris. It was crazy. They also had COVID, okay? And on top of that, the symptoms were just insane. Like, and then they're still dealing with issues 6 months later. Like, they just, like, covered everything in this last paragraph of this response so that they could keep their belief system. It doesn't matter if I like showed them video proof of, let's say the government came out and was like, yeah, it's all bullshit, it's all a lie, and I had video proof of that. I'm like, and it doesn't matter. Like, I could be like, look, this is a video that is bulletproof. It's the smoking gun in this whole thing that proves it's a total fucking joke. I could have 100% undeniable proof and just like show it to them, and this person would not watch it, listen to it, or anything, would not believe it whatsoever. That is how fucked up these people are. That is the zombie apocalypse that we live in today. And after I got this response, and I was just like, there's nothing you can say to these people. There's nothing you can do. They are just way too gone. Okay? All you can do is try and not let them know that that you're not part of them. Because if they do find out, they will destroy you. They will cancel you. They will go after you. They will attack you. They will cause harm to you. They are evil, sick, and twisted, mentally ill people. That's really what they are. And it sounds harsh, but the reality is exactly that. It is exactly that. You have medically exempt people who cannot wear a mask, and these people are being pulled out of places, they're being arrested, they're just being attacked, they're being shamed. It is truly disgusting. I would be ashamed to be a human being right now for how we are treating our neighbors and our people for something that kills next to nobody, for something that, if it does kill people, it's already killing people who are already fucking 2 feet in the grave. Like... Like, if I'm, like, I can't even, anyways, it is a crazy world that we live in. Unfortunately, it's not getting any better. All I can say is that we've got to prepare for the worst. I wouldn't say I'm worried, but I would say that 2021 is unfortunately probably going to be worse than 2020. And if you go down back on the podcast before, you've heard me say this before, and I will stand behind that statement, because from what I seek, I'm always listening to the news. I'm always trying to figure out every chance I get, like, which direction are they going with this? There's a lot of different theories out there. I'm kind of following a lot of them, kind of seeing which ones are coming to fruition, which ones are just a totally ridiculous. What's the real agenda? What's going to be happening? Because anything can happen. Anything can happen. Like, at any moment, your jobs can be lost. I have friends who I work with, like they're talking about how like messed up the whole like the system it is. They're thinking that they're probably going to lose their job within the next few weeks. Fortunately, I didn't lose mine. I just moved, so it's getting crazy though. It's absolutely getting wild. I'm always keeping up to date. The best thing that I can say is improve your skills, okay? And that's a lot of times that I will never stop doing is improving my skills, improving my abilities, who I am. If my job came out tomorrow and said, hey, look, we are approved to get the vaccine, all the workers have to get the vaccine in order to be able to work, I would leave my job. I would leave $150,000 a year job because of that. People will think I'm crazy. People do think I'm crazy. You may think I'm crazy, but I'm sorry. After laying out all the questions that are in front of me, like I just did in this podcast, there's far too many questions and not enough answers. So that raises the question of like what the fuck is going on in this world? Where's it going? What's happening? So I'm raising my skills. I'm raising my abilities so that if I were to lose my job tomorrow, that's fine. I have the ability to make money. I have the ability to create money. Money is out there. You can always create it. And if you think that you may not lose your job, prepare for the worst that you may. I'm not being negative. I'm being real. I'm just saying, hey, look, it's what we've got to do. We've got to be able to... We got to be able to survive. I know a lot of people who have been working for our company and for years, and they didn't think that they were going to lose their job. They lost their job from 5 months last year. You know, payments, everything out the wazoo, and it was probably one of the hardest 5 months that they had to do and struggle with. But whenever I get that call, if I ever get that call, like I have a job. I use a job for a certain specific reason. I don't need a job. There's a difference. And so if you realize that, you understand that, and as you get to know me a little bit more, you'll understand, like, you know, why that is. Money doesn't buy happiness. I've learned this over my years. And I'm not afraid to walk away from a job. Pays me $150,000 a year. If they think that they're going to inject me with a vaccine that has no long-term side effects, testing done whatsoever. And like at the end of the day, like why? That's the biggest question, is why? Why are we shooting for this? There's so many huge questions that even if they could answer them, it still should be my choice. You know, I still should be my choice, right? So why are we forcing things on people? That's just like absolutely insane. So that's what I would say. Improve your skills, prepare for the worst. It's not being negative. It's not being, anything like that. It's being real. Okay. A lot of people who think that, your savings, like there's a lot of things that are going on right now. There's a lot of money being pumped into the system, and because a lot of money isn't being spent, because people are in lockdowns, people are in fear of losing their jobs, so they're kind of saving a little bit more, and they're not spending as much as they used to be. There's a lot of money being pumped into the system, but there's not a lot of money leaving the system. All that needs to take, even if everything were to go back tomorrow and we could fly, we could travel, we could do what we used to be able to do, what happens is you open up the floodgates for the money to be spent now. And all that money that was pumped into the system, and everybody starts shoveling that out, spending that, the value of the dollar is going to just collapse huge. And it's going to be a wake-up call. You're going to have $100,000 in savings, and you're going to say, I'm going to have a lot of good amount of money by the time I retire. Overnight, that $100,000 savings could be worth like half just because of the value of the dollar. And so... just look at the numbers that are out there. Look at the exchange rates. It's insane. So I'm a very positive person. I'm always, trying to better myself, trying to better my skills, trying to better better my ways in whichever way that I can think of. But I'm also realistic. Okay, I'm not going to sit there and say that everything is la la and rainbows when it's not. You know, you have to be able to be real. It's okay to, if shit hits the fan, it's okay to be real and say this is a shitty situation. But just know that you're not going to be there forever. Okay, it's if you're in a shitty situation, but you're just like, oh, this is great, this is awesome, I'm so happy that I'm in this situation. That's lying to yourself. That's not helping anybody. You have to be real with the situation, and you have to say, hey, look, I'm in a situation right now. It sucks. I fucking hate it. But at the end of the day, I know that I'm not going to be here. Okay, and that's just being real, with a slight curve of positivity on it. So we have to be real. We have to see what is in front of us. We have to see the world for what it is, not worse than it is. And I guess we could see it in for better than it is. But sometimes if we do that, sometimes we're let down a little bit more. Like I said, you know, I give people the benefit of the doubt all the time. But unfortunately, when I do that, they let me down. And so it's almost like maybe I should just see the people for what they are, and when they, you know, turn around and do something that I wasn't expecting, then it's a huge surprise, right? So rather than just, you know, doing what I'm already doing. But anyways, if you have listened to this, I want to thank you so much. I hope you enjoyed this. I hope that you don't lose your job. I hope that you thrive and prosper in 2021 here. And I hope that you do take something away from this, and that you become a better human being. Don't throw your fucking shopping cart in, you know, in front of someone's vehicle. You know, like, just take the 20 seconds and put it away. Like just be a good human being out there, and, you know, try and show that. Because when you show that, what happens is other people see that, and they're like, they don't like to be seen less. So if they're the only person putting their shopping cart, you know, in front of somebody else's vehicle, well, they see that, and they think, okay, well, I don't want to be the only asshole. I wish there would be some other assholes around, but apparently I'm the only one. They will go put it away. But if you're the first asshole, that's all it takes. It just takes one, and then it gives permission to everybody else to be an asshole, and then that's how it just spews out of control, where just common sense, logic is just out the window. So, hope you guys enjoyed this. Once again, this is a super long podcast, and I try to put them out as much as I can, as often as I can, but I literally have a whole bunch on my phone. But the thing is that I'm just not feeling a lot of them. Like, I don't want to force something. Sometimes I might be talking about something, and then all of a sudden, like, it veers off somewhere else, and I'm like, it's not really what I was trying to say. As you get to know me, you'll know that I always say I see things in my head that I like. I see how the world works, and what I try to do is I try to translate that into English so that I'm able to bring it out, so that people are able to understand and see the world in a new way, in hopes to help them, whether in different aspects of their life, relationships, their career, their life in general, like whatever it is. If you have a new way of seeing something, and that's what I'm really good at, is being able to see something in such a way that a lot of times people are always surprised. Like, I never even thought about it like that. I was just like, well, I don't know. It's just something that comes to me naturally that is so easy. And I just want to be able to share that with people so that, you know, that they have another tool. Okay. Cause so many times we see things only one way, and we think that that's the only way, that a lot of people, they just kind of like, they're kind of got blinders on. But then when you open their eyes and you show them another way, it's just like, holy smokes, they change the world. So, I try to bring like good information. I try to bring a podcast to you as regular as possible. But like I said, I have a bunch on my phone, but I'm just not feeling them. And it makes it difficult, because I only want to bring like a good high quality and things that you can really think of, things that I'm like really passionate about, and things that I think are important, and that I think really could help you. And so I will continue to do so. I will continue to try and share things, and Maybe I might release a couple of those ones that are on there, but maybe I might like sell it. Maybe if that's something that maybe you'd like, hey, I want those uncut versions of like the random ones you did know, those unpublished ones. Like, I want to buy that. Can I buy that? Like, let me know. Maybe I'll like put it on like a USB drive and something. And I'll be like, here you go. These are uncut versions of whatever. These are the ones where that never made it to the podcast, and maybe you might find value in that. I don't know. That'd be cool. You can let me know. You can send me an email. You can shoot me a message. Unpluggedfreedom.com. You can sign up to my email list and be in contact with me there. Since Instagram and everybody has shut my accounts down for speaking too much truth and bringing too much truth to the world. So once again, guys, thank you for listening. I really hope that you enjoyed this one. I quite enjoyed it. I want to thank the person who I had the conversation with, and I want to thank the shopping cart fiasco lady, the psycho, for basically giving you this episode. So thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing. Don't forget to share it. Don't forget to like it. Don't forget to comment. Would love to hear from you. If you're on my email list, say thanks, you know, say hello, let me know where you're from and all that good stuff. It's always great to chat with you guys and meet with you. And so, we shall talk soon. Okay. And I will try and get up, more episodes more often for you guys. So anyways, Nathan out, Unplugged Freedom. I will talk to you soon.